It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to Tuesday. It feels like a Friday. Made it to Tuesday. Welcome in, Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio. Tony Burke here on this Tuesday. Hello, Tony.
Hey, John. What's up, Scoot?
What's up, Tony?
Scooter Dingus on the other side of the producer's chair. Well, he's in the producer's chair. He's got company today?
Yeah, doing a little training over here. No big deal. Oh. So I can get a vacation.
No.
That's what I was told.
That has not come across my desk yet.
I am training her so I can get a vacation. That's not what I was told.
I have not seen any paperwork.
Until
I approve it, it's just not going to happen. I'll tell you when your vacation is. I can tell you right now.
When's that?
When I go on vacation.
Okay, you're going to take me on vacation. You're going to buy me a vacation.
Yeah. You know what happened to Lou Gehrig? What was the other guy?
Exactly. We'll never hear the name Scooter Dingus again. Yeah. Who was the other guy? Golly, we should know that. It is Tuesday, March 19th. Tony's going to break down all the brackets for me. I had Roush in here yesterday, and he was wrong on everything. So I thought, let's get Tony in here.
Get the expert
and get some real answers of who's going to win two games tonight. It starts tonight. The Madness. I will be watching Howard and Wagner. You know why?
Howard Wagner.
Because I gambled on Howard and or Wagner.
Is that the first game?
First game.
Okay.
6:40 on True TV.
And yes. The second one will put you to bed.
The second one is Virginia against Colorado State. Over under 120.5.
Wow. That's it.
Yeah. I literally had my finger over the under button, and I couldn't do it.
That's too low, John. What do we learn from Vegas?
Both these games are under 130. One of them is 128, and the other one's 128.
Did you go under parlay?
I should have, but I don't. I can't make myself.
He went over parlay.
Absolutely. Well, I went parlay on the first game, parlay on the second. Howard is a 3-point favorite. The Howard
Bison.
Very good against the Wagner. Yeah, this is the harder one.
DJs.
Wow, that was terrible.
Pharmacy.
Seahawks. The Wagner Seahawks are 3-point underdogs tonight. Virginia is also an underdog. Colorado State is a 3-point favorite, although I got it at 2.5. I took Virginia tonight. Look, I'm ACC in the points. I know. I get it. But
why didn't you ask us Virginia Colorado State mascots?
Because if you don't know that, then you can start your vacation at 12:08. M&M Carnage Hotline's open, 384-1450, 502-384-1450 to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Tony confirmed to me this morning, as he didn't shake his drink there, he confirmed to me this morning that the 44-ouncers over Thornton's are not 89 cents.
No,
so everybody, I didn't want to give out false information yesterday. I'm just reading what's on here.
They're still cheap, though.
All fountain drinks and fizz freeze, just 89 cents. That is 32 ounce or less at all area Thornton's. Enjoy your favorite fountain drink or at any size, 32 ounces or smaller, or a cold, delicious fizz freeze for just 89 cents. Also, Thornton's new chicken and waffle breakfast burrito.
Mm.
They were out of them yesterday, right?
They were, but the sandwich is just as good.
Available every morning at all participating Thornton's locations. Classic comfort food with a kick featuring Mike's Hot Honey. Enjoy the deliciousness of sweet maple waffle, American cheese, crispy chicken, and Mike's Hot Honey. Your taste buds will thank you.
Can I ask a question about that?
Absolutely.
Scoot, I didn't think you were – I thought you were on the right path. That doesn't sound like the breakfast.
Well, it's just soda and alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were eating correctly.
Well, I started to eat a little better for a while there, and I wasn't doing like fast food or gas station food, but old habits are hard to kick, Tony.
All right. I like
gas station food, more specifically Thornton's gas station food.
I was listening yesterday, and I was a little worried.
Well, Roush peer pressured me. He told me I needed to try it, so when we did the ad read, I could chime in.
Oh, so it was good.
Took one for the team, all right. But it was delicious. Yeah.
Tomorrow, when you go get one, bring one over here for me.
You can stop on your way
in. I will pay you for it.
John's not doing that either.
I will pay you for it. If I'm going to let you have a vacation.
Yeah, you'd only eat a quarter of it.
I mean, if I'm going to let you have a vacation, then the least you can do is bring me one of these waffle things.
Hmm.
J.J. Traynor's in the transfer portal. He is the third Louisville player to hit the portal. He joins Curtis Williams and Caleb Glenn. He has 1 or 2 years remaining. It's not clear with the COVID year, with the injury. It's not clear how many years he has remaining at this point.
You're not counting Caron Davis.
Caron Davis has been in the portal since he got to Louisville, I think.
But he did just.
He did just officially enter the portal, right. Yes. No, I'm not really. If a guy didn't play at all, well, he did play, I guess.
That wasn't his choice.
Yeah. Anyway, Nick said this yesterday, and I agree, Tony. If your coach is gone, why wouldn't you get in the portal no matter where you're at? Because if they want you back, they can re-recruit you.
I was listening while I was cutting grass when it was 37 degrees,
ooh,
and I agreed with him.
Ooh, 37-degree grass-cutting day?
Hoodie.
Shorts?
No.
I got shorts on today. I wear shorts every
day. Oh, you're inside, too.
And I wasn't inside when I was putting gas in the car, and it was windy today. I can tell you that. Oh, man. Anyway, is Dusty May the choice? Because all of a sudden, that's the hot name. I know our friend over at Kentucky Sports Radio put that out last night on Twitter. Nick Coffey also talking about, is Dusty May the right choice? How come we're hearing all this Dusty May stuff all of a sudden? Did Scott Drew already say no, by the way? Did I miss this?
I haven't seen that.
You know, I don't take anything into anybody because it can all change. And maybe it is Dusty May, but does Dusty May want the job? There's another question. So,
yeah,
you got to wait. You got to wait till this plays out.
Right? If Louisville's the only job, the only team that says, hey, Dusty, come join us, you're going to leave FAU for Louisville. If you don't, man.
You're taking a big chance if you don't.
That's, well, and it's also.
Well, what happens if they lose their first game? What happens if they lose their first game in a tournament?
It's a win, Tony, not if. They're playing Northwestern. Boo-booey.
Mr. Big Ten. And Nebraska's going to kill A&M. You going to reiterate on that?
Get ready for the boo-booey and KC Tominaga shows.
Oh, man. I can't believe you still say that guy's name.
He hates Tominaga.
I know it. Why does he even say that
now he's pulling for him big time.
I showed his mom and dad I hate him, and he sits up the crowd.
Because he's playing against the SEC, and he may not pull for all those Big Ten teams, but when they're playing against the SEC, guess what? The real Scooter comes out.
I just don't want to hear anybody. It just means more.
It does mean more.
No, not when Nebraska wins.
No. Financially, it means more. I'm just saying. All right, we'll have bracket talk with Tony all day long. I did it with Nick yesterday. We're going to do it again with Tony today. There is breaking news out of the Atlantic Coast Conference. Clemson has now filed a lawsuit against the ACC, just like Florida State did. These teams want out of this conference. Is the ACC going to face the same fate as the Pac-12? I don't think we're there yet, but if Florida State wants out, Clemson wants out, you're adding Stanford, Cal, and SMU, that doesn't seem like a good trade to me.
No, it's going to be the United States Coast Conference.
The AC, WC, West Coast, Pacific Coast Conference.
Yeah, it's falling apart.
It's falling apart. Clemson filing suit in some county in South Carolina. They want out as well. I think they waited to see what's going to happen with Florida State, and this tells me that they've gotten good feedback from Florida State on their lawsuit, and they're saying, okay, well, we're going to jump on board now, too, because we want out, too. Where do these teams end up?
How many teams can you put in a conference? That's the next question.
Next year, the Pac-12 will have two.
Plenty of room out there, I don't think that Clemson and Florida State are looking at the –
That would be a true trade, right? Cal and Stanford for Florida State and Clemson.
Do we get a new conference of some sort with all these misfit teams?
Seems like it. Now, Washington State and Oregon State are going to play nice with the Mountain West Conference for a while here, at least for a year. They're going to schedule some games against each other, some home-and-homes in basketball, all the other smaller sports as well. And they'll play some football games against them well. But it feels like you're going to have all these misfits. I mean, the Island of Misfit Toys, right? They're going to all get together and say, well, we got to do something.
But
form a conference.
But how many teams can be in the SEC? How many teams can be in the Big Ten?
SEC's going 16 with Oklahoma and Texas. How many will the Big Ten have now?
18.
With the four schools joining.
I don't think they stop till they get to 20.
Yeah,
both
I think
conferences.
You can go 20. Why can't you go 20? Two 10-team divisions, and you don't play each other until the in football, you don't play each other, and probably in basketball, too, until the postseason. I mean, if you've got 20 teams in a Big Ten conference in football, mm-hmm. you play the other 9 teams in your division, and you have 3 out-of-conference games, and then you play in the Big Ten championship game. You never cross over.
You never cross over. You don't ever see some of the teams in the
Correct.
Big Ten.
I don't like that. I don't either.
I don't either. But now, and they may not do divisions. That's just me thinking, not really thinking, but shuffle, talking out loud.
Put them in a card shuffler and
I like that.
9 or 10 of them come out on one side.
Indiana.
Random.
Yeah, that would be a TV show.
That'd be a great mm-hmm. show. That'd be it, a man? Great People TV be sitting show. On the edge of their seats.
You know how the
NBA gosh, we got draft, Ohio State.
The NBA draft, they hold up the card with the team on it. Indiana will play Northwestern. And the Indiana fans go, oh, no, Northwestern. What are we doing? Indiana will play Ohio State. Oh, no, not Ohio State.
We were hoping to miss them this
year. We'll play Rutgers. Yes, that's a win right there.
Be a good drinking show, wouldn't it?
It'd be a drinking show. It's a game show.
So what is
game show format?
What does Oregon State and Washington State end up doing then? Because they're not gonna. I know they're gonna play the Mountain West teams, but they're not gonna have conference standings.
Yeah, but they'll end up joining the Mountain West. Yeah, that's what'll end up happening.
Yeah, but for next year, how are they gonna get seeded for a possible NCAA tournament if they don't have any conference standings?
Independent.
It's weird.
Well, everybody,
there's still a few independent schools out there.
Didn't all those schools in that conference make the tournament? So they're in.
So anyway, Clemson files suit today. By the way, baseball starts tomorrow, Scoot. Are you ready?
Wait, MLB?
Yeah.
Really?
Not really, but
oh,
it does.
Dodgers and Padres.
In yeah. Seoul, South Korea, 6:05 a.m. That's about what time you get up, right?
Yeah.
ESPN tomorrow. It'll be Tyler Glasnow, the newest Dodger, or one of the new Dodgers, and Yu Darvish for the Padres on ESPN, 6:05, the two-game Seoul series.
I did see that both those teams were playing KBO teams, and they played the South Korea national team since they've been over there.
Yeah, I watched that a little bit. I saw some highlights of the Dodgers playing the Korean team.
T.J. Walker wanted me to talk baseball today, so I thought I would.
Scoot, there's 9 days till the season starts, so these games don't count till after 9 days.
But then they're officially counted. I don't know how that works. One of these teams is going to be 2-0, and the other is going to be 0-2, or they're both going to be 1-1, officially in the regular season.
I'm going 1-1.
We're split.
I'm going 2-0 Dodgers. Dodgers are minus 170 tomorrow, I think. Against Yu Darvish.
He's not I mean, good just, anymore.
By the way, Blake Snell signs with San Francisco, the two-time Cy Young winner, goes 2 years, $62 million. He was asking for about $150 million. And we've seen this all offseason. I think the team, now, I hate to use the word collusion, but I think the teams have said, you know what, market's just not there. We're not paying these crazy salaries. Cody Bellinger for the Cubs was waiting for a big number. He ended up re-signing with the Cubs for $80 million over a couple of years.
Gosh, isn't that pitiful?
That's terrible. Poor kid. Instead of $120 million, which he wanted. And all these guys, their agent happens to be Scott Boras, by the way. Yeah. It may have a little something to do with it. Maybe these teams are saying, we're not dealing with this.
Isn't he the Balco guy?
No, he is not. He is not the Balco guy.
He's been in some trouble though, right?
No, he's just been one of the. He's just been the agent that all the owners
holds people out. Yeah. Hey, you know, we talk about Brandon Pfaadt. I watched him pitch against the Dodgers, and you're right, John. So the Dodgers come up there, and they have Mookie Betts, they have Ohtani, they have Freddie Freeman, then they have Will Smith,
Muncy
was down in the lineup. And it was like,
Scooter, look up over-under Dodger wins, because I think I'm betting over. I don't care what it is.
I think it's 106.5.
It's way up there.
I don't care.
Last I looked, it was 106.5.
I don't care what it is. They got pitching. I mean, they got Glasnow now.
So you got to pitch to Mookie Betts.
Nobody even knows that.
With Ohtani and Freddie Freeman standing behind you.
Don't walk him. Hope he hits it at somebody.
By the way, I saw he started to pitch again, or throw again.
He's going to throw, and they're saying he may play a little outfield this year. We're getting to the point where Tommy John surgery is going to be 2 months, and you're ready to go again. Three months, and you're ready to go again.
The Tommy John guys come back stronger now.
They do.
And it's a scary thing with not youth, but in high school and stuff. These kids, there are people who are getting Tommy John surgery.
On purpose.
That they can work through it for a year to be better.
Absolutely. All right, John, even lower than I told you. It's 103.5, but that you can get that at plus 100, or you could just bet most regular season wins by any team at plus 115 over 106.5. So I think the Dodgers win more than 106.
Yeah.
I don't see no reason to not bet that.
The second portion is the better bet.
I say you bet them both.
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
Do I have to bet? Do I have to get over there and do it before 6:05 tomorrow?
Maybe. Just do it on your way home.
Yeah, I don't want to stop. And you saw my wallet. I don't have any cash.
All right.
I heard this today. That Connecticut, is Connecticut a new blue blood? Are they one of the new blue bloods?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The answer's no.
The answer's yes.
And I'll tell you why. And this is an easy explanation. Look at who is on primetime CBS games Thursday and Friday. That's it. Kentucky is on at 7:10 on Thursday, and Duke is on at 7:20 on Friday.
When's Connecticut
play?
It
doesn't matter who they play. Because everybody's going to watch Duke and Kentucky. Not everybody's going to watch Connecticut.
You don't think it has anything to do with it being a 16-1 matchup?
Not really.
I mean, they're not going to put a 16-1 matchup in prime time on CBS.
They would if it was Kentucky or Duke. That's my point.
I disagree. I don't think they would.
You would be wrong.
Par for the course.
I'm going to say yeah, too, Scoot. I mean, I know what John's saying, and I kind of agree with it.
UConn plays at 2:45 in the afternoon on Friday on CBS. 2:45.
I tell you what, the true test will be
CBS wants the ratings here.
When they get to their second, third, fourth round games potentially, let's keep our eye on what times those are.
The third and fourth round games are all in the evening.
That's true. Yeah,
almost all.
Well, we'll keep an eye on this weekend what time they play. Well, if they're playing early Friday, they're going to play early on Sunday.
But don't you all think they have been the most dominant team
for sure
over the last?
I'm not saying that. Yes, they are a dominant team right now. Florida was dominant in 2007, 2006.
But they're not
a blue blood.
Over the last 10 years.
Well, I tell you what they've done that nobody else has done is won titles.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. That's what they've done. And whether Kevin Ollie's title was a joke or whatever, right. Jim Calhoun's second one was kind of, a process of elimination. Somebody had to win. Bottom line is they put trophies out.
And how hard how hard is it to win a national championship? Pretty darn
hard. It's hard because it's, as I say all the time, it's so random. This tournament is so random. Last year there was madness. Okay, we had San Diego State, Miami, and Florida Atlantic in the Final Four. Do you see anything like that this year? Are we going to get back to two ones, a two, and a three in the Final Four?
I'm going to say no, but, man, you start looking at these games.
Hard to find teams that are going to get to the Final Four with numbers over a five.
And you know what? And when you come in Monday, you're going to say,
"What the hell?
Wow, can you believe all these teams
got beat?
Vermont
beat Duke? Really? Western Kentucky? Moorhead?
So much parity, John. So much parity.
South Dakota State over Iowa State. Who saw that coming? I mean, we see none of this coming. It happens every year.
Anybody see Purdue lose them last year?
Scooter.
Me. I know. Scooter. Well, that's wishing.
Scooter sees them losing every game they play. Just doesn't always happen. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll start on the brackets. Get Tony Burke's picks on who he likes. I didn't like Nick's fixed. I want Tony to have better ones so that my gambling, I can blame him when I lose and not Nick. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio on this, I don't even know what day it is. What day is it, Tony?
Don't know.
On this Tuesday.
That's right, because they're playing the play-in game.
The M&M Cartage hotline, we're going to shut her down. Scooch, don't take any calls.
Slam.
Yes. Because we got to get all Tony's picks here for the madness.
We're doing the whole bracket?
We're going to do the whole bracket.
I'm on a fire quickly.
You want to play along again?
No.
He goes, I don't want to listen to the brackets again.
How many times have you had to listen to the brackets between KRC and Matt?
I'm so over bracket talk.
Texter says, the talk today is Dusty May is headed to Louisville. Did IU make a mistake by bringing back Woodson and missing a chance to hire him? Would Scoots rather have Dusty May or Woodson?
Woodson. I don't want any part of Dusty May. I never have, never will.
You might in 4 years want a little part of Dusty May, or 3 years.
He might get you to the tournament.
What if he turns Louisville around, and all of a sudden he wants to go back to his home away from home?
Well, then kudos to him. Good job. I still wouldn't want him.
He's never had a losing season.
Is he the right personality?
To be fair, he's had one run.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody talks about how great a coach he is. Now, they're in the tournament again, but they were supposed to be
better
this year. And they were not better this year.
When they went out to Vegas and played Arizona, that was like two of the top teams in the country.
The only good thing about Dusty May is the fact that he's only 47. That's so nice. If you were to bring a guy like that in, you're getting 20, maybe 25 years out of him, which Indiana desperately needs some sort of stability. So that's one advantage, but I still, yeah, keep him away.
But isn't there a lot of guys that do great at those type of schools that do not translate
sure
to bigger schools? So that would be my worry.
Three different texters wanted us to know, Tony. Wally Pipp.
Yeah, there we go.
Wally Pipp is who Lou Gehrig
I knew that the texters would help.
In other words, the point, Scooter, is don't take a day off. You take a day off, it might be the last
day. We'll call you. What was that guy's name? Wally Scooter?
Well, Scooter Pipp. All right. Did you see Anthony Edwards dunk last night?
Oh, dirty. Dirty.
John Collins, rest in peace.
No kidding.
It was incredible. He hurt his hand when he
did it. I was going to say, didn't he? It looks like he should have got hurt.
He dislocated his finger and put it back in place and kept playing. But he said after the game, best dunk I've ever had, without question. John Collins said after the game, ouch. Mm-hmm. It was a poster. I mean, if you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor. It's –
is that dunk of the year?
I mean,
we
say this all the time. Did you see that dunk last night? Did you see that play? This was above and beyond.
Yeah, it was.
Dunk of the year?
Without question, so far.
You know, I dislocated a finger playing in a game and
not dunking it?
Popped it out. And no, it was in the Sunday night St. Martha Men's League, but I kept playing.
You're a warrior. I've said that forever. All right, let's go to the bracket. Let's get Tony's picks. Connecticut Stetson. Let's start in the East.
UConn.
Do I want him to pick tonight's games? Yeah, let's do tonight.
Of course.
Wagner and Howard. Tony, who you got?
I love Wagner.
Howard's 3-point favorite.
I know. That's why I like Wagner.
We'll have a side wager after the show. Colorado State and Virginia, 2-10 seeds.
I like Colorado State, the Rams.
We're going to double up on our bet then, I guess. All right, tomorrow night, Montana State and Grambling. Montana State's 4.
I like the Bobcats.
And Colorado and Boise State. Colorado 2.5. I've watched Colorado. I got to be honest. I haven't seen Boise.
I'm going with Colorado on that with Buffalo.
He only likes Montana State because he doesn't know Grambling's mascot.
Tigers.
Is it really?
Everybody knows Grambling's impressive State Tiger.
Well done.
Come on, man.
He just beat me to it. I knew it.
Well done.
Connecticut and Stetson. The Stetson what, Scooter?
Hatters.
Very good. Tony, any chance for Jalen Blackman?
Nope. UConn.
It's only 26.5. You sure?
Yep. I'm picking wins. 8-9 right? I'm not
there.
Picking spreads.
Scooter, you put your earmuffs on here. Florida Atlantic and Northwestern.
I like Florida Atlantic.
Boo.
He didn't put his earmuffs on. I told him to. Florida Atlantic's a slight favor there. All right. And that half of the bracket, San Diego State, UAB, Andy Kennedy's team's playing pretty well coming in here.
I'm taking UAB in the upset.
Ooh.
That's a popular upset pick.
Is it?
Yeah.
Auburn's a double-digit favorite against the Yale Bulldogs, who should not have won that game. Did you watch the end of Yale Brown, by the way?
No, I saw the score go by.
8-1 in the final 22 seconds to come back and win.
Oh, wow.
Yale is a big underdog. Taking Auburn.
Auburn.
All right, let's move it out. Connecticut and Northwestern as we move out in the East there in that top half of the bracket. You give the Wildcats and Boo Booey. You got Florida Atlantic. I'm sorry. Atlantic and UConn. I've got Northwestern. I can't read my own bracket. Who you like here?
I like UConn.
And UAB and Auburn.
Got the Alabama game going there. I'm going to take Auburn.
That sets up a great Auburn-UConn game. That could be a fun Sweet 16 game. Who you like there? UConn-Auburn.
UConn-Auburn. I took UConn. I can't see the upset there.
See, I can see the upset.
Well, there. I can see it, but I just don't think so. I like
UConn. Did Auburn get hosed here with a 4 seed in the toughest bracket? I know UConn got hosed. Did Auburn get hosed?
Yeah, that's a tough.
Kentucky's a 3. Auburn's a 4. Now, Kentucky won at Auburn.
Auburn.
Let's be fair.
You're right.
But Auburn won the SEC title, and all of a sudden you're stuck in there with a Sweet 16 game against UConn.
Yep.
Kind of,
you can look at it that way.
Well, they don't put any stock in the championships, though, right?
Apparently not.
That's what they say.
Because Illinois and Iowa State are over there as well, mm-hmm. those four. All right, bottom half of that East, BYU, my Cougars, and Duquesne.
And we always pick, Scoot.
We love the Cougars.
These guys love Cougars. Oh, this show is not good for the young people. Illinois and Moorhead State, the Eagles, Preston Spradlin, the head coach.
Illinois.
Okay. Washington State and Drake. This is an intriguing game.
This is everybody's picking.
We've seen a lot of people picking Drake. I watched a 2-hour show on CBS Sports last night, and everybody's picking Drake.
That's why. What are we picking, Scoot?
We like the Cougars.
Yep.
What would Big Al the Fish say? Everybody likes that? Then I'm going the other way.
That's exactly. I'm not.
Drake, by the way, 1-point favorite in that game. And Iowa State, South Dakota State. I made a little joke about it there. All right, BYU and Illinois. That's a nice little 6-3 matchup. Illinois, the guy who played great in the tournament was for Illinois was who?
Terrence Shannon.
Shannon's good. El Texas Techer. Who are we picking? Scoot?
BYU, Illinois.
You can continue to ride on them Cougars. I am not. I'm going to hop off the band.
I think BYU, I watched a few shows, and I'm going with John's philosophy on it. They can shoot it. If they have a good shooting night, they can win. I'm going with the upset there.
Now, they're also capable of losing by 20.
Oh, yeah, they can lose by 25 in that game.
But they're capable. So Tony's going with BYU there. All right, Washington State and Iowa State, Battle of the States.
We're not going with the Cougars. I like Iowa State.
The BYU-Washington State matchup would be awesome, though. Cougar.
Yep.
All right, BYU and Iowa State.
Iowa State.
And so there you got UConn, Iowa State. Who's your Final Four team out of the East?
Out of the East. I got to pull it up. I know who it is. I just got to double check it. Iowa State.
Man, I got Iowa State.
I'm sorry. I'm picking who I like. You didn't ask me to pick opposite of you.
All right, let's go to the West, if you're ready. I don't even have to ask you this one. Carolina, and you got Wagner, so I guess you're going to go Carolina. Then.
Give him the upset, Tony.
No 16-1 this year?
Nope.
Had one last year.
Yep, but it ain't going to happen again.
By the way, Purdue was – here's one thing I wanted to say to you, Scooter. Mm-hmm. Purdue lost that 1-16 matchup last year.
Yep.
Just like Virginia did. What did Virginia do the next year?
Won the national championship.
Yeah, but they have experience doing that. Purdue doesn't. So
just saying.
Purdue's never
He's
done
He's always
it.
Got a good angle.
First game Thursday, early game Thursday, that's a good one. Mississippi State and Michigan State, an 8-9 matchup in Charlotte.
Since Nick Roush said that I love Mississippi State and he's not as sold on them as I am, I'm taking Mississippi State.
I knew you were taking Mississippi State. St. Mary's 5-seed in Grand Canyon. Bryce Drew getting a lot of love from Grand Canyon as well.
I've run the Bryce Drew play, watched it beat Mississippi, Ole Miss the other day, and I'm picking the upset in that
one. It's one of those 12-5s, man. There's almost always a 12-5 upset.
You know who's on Grand Canyon's team?
Not Thunder Dan Marley. He used to coach.
Sidney Curry.
Oh, yes, that's true.
He didn't play the other night. I watched a lot of the game. I watched a lot of the game. He didn't play.
Alabama Charleston in the 4-13 matchup. Alabama's struggled lately.
I'm not picking the upset here. I'm going with the Bama.
All right, we'll stay in that bracket. Top half still, round two. Carolina and Mississippi State. Are you calling the upset?
I'm calling it.
I called it too. Well, this is killing me. This is worse than Roush. Can we take a break? No, let's not take a break.
I picked these last night, and I'm looking at my picks.
Grand Canyon and Alabama. Does the Drew? No, keep going.
It ends.
Mississippi State and Alabama is who you got in Sweet 16. Okay, and who wins that game?
I got the winner of that one being.
It's an SEC matchup in the Sweet 16.
Mississippi State. I'm going to ride them just because it was brought up. I'm
just
because
Roush gave you a little grief?
No, he didn't give me grief. I'm staying with them because I said I liked them, so I'm going to stay with them.
Chris Gans, head coach.
Jans.
Eh, whatever. It's a soft
hard J.
It's a soft J. Hard J. Gans. Oh, God. Clemson and New Mexico, bottom half of the Western bracket here. 6-11 matchup. The 11 seed is the favorite in this game.
That's why I'm taking Clemson.
It's like I'm listening to myself talk. It's unbelievable.
Really? Gosh. Yeah. I listened, but I didn't write anything down.
I got Mississippi State out here, too, as well, by the way. So we're on board. Baylor, big favorite over Colgate.
Baylor.
Dayton and Nevada. Nevada, 10 seed, a slight favorite there.
I'm finally picking the Big West?
Mountain West.
I knew that. Well, it didn't sound right. I'm taking Nevada.
We finally picked one different. How about that?
I think everybody loves Dayton, so I'm going away from them.
Arizona against lame duck coach Don Monson from
isn't that great?
Dan Monson from Long Beach State gets fired on Monday, and then they win the conference.
That is awesome. I would love to see them beat Arizona and him just
wouldn't
laugh.
That be great?
He just laugh at everything.
Not going to happen, though, right?
No.
Clemson and Baylor.
Clemson and Baylor.
6-3 matchup.
Where'd it go? I lost it.
Yeah, remember?
I took Baylor. No, I know. But
I took Baylor as well. There, I like Baylor. Well, it's not your normal Scott Drew defense, but they can score.
Yeah, I'm not sold on them, but I just think they have a great draw.
Nevada and Arizona there.
Arizona.
And okay, so then we got Baylor and Arizona in Los Angeles.
Wildcats.
I just had to look, make sure they weren't both Wildcats, and you weren't messing with me. So. We have this exact, Tony, we got the same final eight here.
Really?
On that side. Final
gross.
Four on that side.
Well, you can throw those out, good
now,
people.
Now, take it back. I got Auburn beating Connecticut.
Okay.
So, we don't. Mississippi State, Arizona, who goes to the final four?
Arizona.
Okay. We have two exact same final four teams. Both of them, two seeds from the East and the West.
Well, your all's Baylor pick isn't going to work out. They get beat by the toothpastes.
Colgate.
14-3, you're calling?
Calling it now.
I think it'd be cool. I'd like it. You got some onions there, Scoots, mm-hmm. but you're wrong again, as I say.
four or five times a show,
I think I said. But let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get Tony's picks in the South, in the Midwest, his final two of his final four, and then he'll tell us who's going to win it all. Spears on – I can't wait. Spears on Sports, presented by Eminem Cartage on the Big A.
John Spears for
Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by Eminem Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. Final segment on this Tuesday, opening day of the NCAA basketball tournament. Thornton's text line is open, 502-414-1450, 414-1450. Texter says, a little heads up, boys. Thornton's will be rolling out full-size made on-site pizza soon.
Let's go.
I mean, I'm not even adjusted to the chicken waffle yet. They're going to fire pizzas at me now?
Still got those dollar Rice Krispies and
I can't do that.
Cheez-Its.
Man, I've been tearing them up, Tony. Every time I go in there, I'm buying a Rice Krispie.
Foot-long Rice Krispie treat?
Yeah, it's huge. They
are big.
That's too much Rice Krispie treat.
You don't have to eat it all in one sitting, John.
You don't have to unless you can't stop yourself.
That's me.
Guilty as charged. So hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. Tony has Iowa State and Arizona on the left side of the bracket in the Final Four. Let's see who he's got on the right side. Let's start with Houston and Longwood. The spread is around 24.
Who do you like, Scoot?
Longwood.
Cougars.
Oh, yeah, they are the Cougars.
Come on,
Cougars.
That'd be a great upset, wouldn't it?
You taking a Longwood there, Scoot? The Lancers?
I was going to say they're the Lancers, aren't they?
No, I better keep on the Cougars straight.
All right, earmuffs, Scoots. Nebraska, Texas A&M, Tony.
You know.
You going with Tomaconga or whatever?
You know I'm a huge Fred Hoiberg guy. So I'm picking Texas A&M.
Enjoy your ale.
A&M and Houston would be an unbelievable matchup in Memphis. That'd be great.
That's the best game on the board for me.
Did the committee look at this kind of thing? They say they don't. I can't believe they don't. Especially since Nebraska A&M men's and women's both play each other in the tournament, and Nebraska's AD just went to A&M. That's interesting.
Wait, are you all being serious? You think that matchup will be fun?
Nebraska A&M?
I think
A&M Houston?
A&M Houston?
Absolutely.
No shot. Houston
A&M will have But A&M will have a chip on their shoulder. They got a good
coach.
They
play physical.
And they will bring it against Houston. If they can beat Nebraska. And I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if they can beat Nebraska.
Have we all just lost our minds and forget how bad A&M was this season?
Have we lost our minds and forgot that Houston-Iowa State game on the Saturday
That's
night?
True. Good point. They scored 41. You're
Texas
right.
Texas A&M did struggle. And if they don't win, if they don't beat Kentucky in that first game of the SEC tournament,
they don't get in.
You're right about that.
I'm a big buzz guy.
All right, Wisconsin, James Madison, the Dukes have 31 wins, more than any team in the field.
Trendy pick here. I'm going with Wisconsin.
Yeah, everybody's taking JMU, including me, by the way.
That's why I'm taking Wisconsin.
Duke and Vermont, the Catamounts have a cat of chance.
I'm taking Duke.
All right, Houston and A&M and Memphis. You going to stick with the Aggies here? Or is Houston just a little bit too good?
They're too good.
Yeah, their defense, and I know they didn't play well against Iowa State, but that defense is top-notch out on the perimeter, and that's where A&M shines with Wade Taylor and Radford. So, yeah, I agree with you on that one. Wisconsin and Duke.
Well, hold on. I think I picked that different. I think I picked Houston to lose. I'm on my phone looking at my picks, and it's hard sometimes to –
Well, you can just stick with Houston now if you want. If you want to change
it, it's right there. It keeps moving on me. You know what? I picked.
This is great radio.
I picked A&M.
Okay, good. Then we don't have the same pick. Wisconsin and Duke.
I picked Wisconsin.
A former NCAA title game there. I think year Kentucky went 38-1.
I was looking for upset, so I took A&M and Wisconsin.
So you got Wisconsin out there against A&M. Wow. I'm completely the other way there, so good. We don't have everything correct. The bottom half of the bracket, Texas Tech, NC State.
Texas Tech
is about a 5.5-point favorite there. NC State, their legs will be back, but is their magic back for the first round of the tournament?
For the first round of the tournament? Which game are we on? Because I'm
Texas
working.
Tech, NC State.
I took Texas Tech.
And Kentucky, no problem with Oakland, double-digit favorite here.
Took Kentucky.
By the way, did you – See Corey Price's text, Scoots, about the Oakland celebrities?
I did not.
The alumni?
No.
All right. See if you know who these people are.
Okay.
And we'll know this one, Tony, but I don't know if he'll know it. David Hasselhoff.
I know David Hasselhoff.
Knight Rider?
He's from, what's the beach show?
A Baywatch?
Yeah, that's what I know him from.
I wonder why.
How about Robert Englund?
Never heard of him.
He's Freddy Krueger. Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger.
Who else you got?
And the final guy, Curtis Armstrong.
Never heard of him.
Tony, you want to tell him who Curtis Armstrong is?
I don't even know who Curtis Armstrong is.
Booger in Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, I heard him say that on the radio. I couldn't remember.
He's Booger.
I don't know why they call me Booger.
He's been in a ton of movies.
I know who he is, yep.
Comedic actor. Yep. Very good. All right, so Kentucky beats Oakland. Florida and... you have Colorado there, I think, right?
Colorado State, yeah.
No,
Colorado. Yeah, okay, they're both playing in the play-in.
Yes. So Florida and Colorado, Florida with a big injury to the big man, but the Gators got to the SEC final. They score the basketball.
I like their experience. Those guys are all older guys. I like Florida.
Marquette and Western Kentucky to the toppers under first-year coach Steve Lutz have a chance here.
No, but they'll play them close.
So take the 14, is that what you're telling
me? Yes.
All right, Texas Tech and Kentucky. You moving the Cats along?
Yeah, I got Kentucky.
Florida and Marquette. That's a good matchup there. I like that matchup.
If they had, I'm going to stay with Marquette. I've liked Marquette all year. I think Shock.
Will Kolak play? That's the big question.
I believe he will.
I think they're acting like he's going to be ready.
I think they just sat him.
Let's go to the South semifinals here. You got Texas A&M and Wisconsin, which I don't think very many people have. That game is in Dallas. Texas, by the way.
Yep. Who am I picking?
Yeah.
This is so hard to do.
And you can't remember if you took A&M or Wisconsin.
I took A&M.
All right. Kentucky, Florida on that one.
Kentucky.
Houston, they split the regular season, by the way, each winning on the other's home court. All right, so now you got Texas A&M and Kentucky. Who gets to the Final Four?
Kentucky.
I think he's a little blue over here, Scoots.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it.
I've got Houston, by the way, out of the South. I've been on them since about midseason. No reason to change now.
Yeah, I'm just trying to go different. I'm just don't want to go.
We're going to the Midwest. Tony, tell me when you're ready.
Purdue.
Okay. Purdue and I guess who you got? Montana State. You're going with the Purdue. Yeah. Scooch, you going to go Grizzlies or Bobcats?
Not the first round.
Or Grant, okay.
I'll wait a round or two.
8-9 matchup in the Midwest, Utah State and Texas Christian, TCU.
Horned Frogs.
The Horny Frogs. All right, I got Utah State there. I'm not. By the way, you gave Nevada love out of the Mountain West. I gave Utah State love. I'm not giving anybody else any love.
I haven't been either.
It's there's six of them in here, but nobody's above a five.
I think they're going to flop.
Gonzaga, McNeese State. I think it's a very intriguing 5-12 matchup.
Because everybody likes McNeese. I like Gonzaga.
I'm one of those everybody, by the way. I'm taking McNeese in that game. It's a 6-point. Six is the number. At least it was when it came out. Kansas, I don't know who's going to play. Yeah. Samford can play.
That would be a fun upset.
Is that a nice upset for your bracket?
I'm not picking it. Can't do it? I hope it happens.
All right, Purdue and TCU as we head out to the round of 32 here. Do the Boilermakers continue their run here?
They do.
And you got Gonzaga and you got Kansas. That's a nice, fun matchup too.
Yeah, and I don't like either one of them, so I'm taking Kansas.
I don't like them, so I'm taking Kansas. All right, bottom half of that bracket. South Carolina, Oregon, that's a pick 'em. At least it started as a pick 'em. Oregon wins the the Pac-12 tournament, or they're probably not in this field.
Yeah.
South Carolina feels like they peaked somewhere in early February.
I agree with that. I don't like either one of them, really, but I'll take South Carolina.
Creighton and Akron. Creighton is a trendy pick to go to the Final Four from a lot of people.
For some reason, this game's a scary game if I'm a Creighton fan, but I'm taking Creighton.
Texas and Colorado State. You got Colorado State beating Virginia.
And I got them beating Texas.
See, I think this is where Texas might step up for the first time all season.
Nah.
Tennessee and St. Peter's.
Tennessee.
This is my unbuckle game, by the way.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen again.
I don't check the number on this game, Scoots. Tennessee and St. Peter's. It opened at 20. I'm ready to give 30 if you want me to, but check the number for me. All right. You had South Carolina and Creighton. Who you got winning that game? That's a fun game.
Creighton.
Creighton and Colorado State against Tennessee. Does the Rams nightmare
Ram Nation now. Ram Nation ends.
21.5, John.
21.5. See, it's going the right way for me. I will say that. Purdue and Kansas.
Purdue.
And
Tennessee.
Who do you got besides? You got Tennessee and
Tennessee and Purdue playing each other.
Who'd you have? South Carolina beating Creighton or Creighton beating Tennessee? Creighton and Tennessee is what you had, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have Tennessee there, Purdue and Tennessee?
I have Tennessee beating.
I got Purdue beating Tennessee.
I got Tennessee out.
Well, you got six of the same Final Eight, only two of the same Final Four.
You all both right. have Purdue going way too far.
I don't have any number ones in the Final Four.
I've got Houston, Purdue are my number
That's
one.
That's never happened, right, Tony?
Yep, so your Final Four is ready to happen, Scoot.
Iowa State, Arizona, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Is that correct? Who you got winning Iowa State and Arizona to go to the championship game?
Iowa State.
I like that. They weren't. Look, they're the only team to beat Houston twice. I'll tell you that.
I mean, if I didn't know any better, I would think he was reading straight off your bracket, John.
I do have Iowa State in the championship game.
You do?
Yeah. Houston and Purdue. That's mine. I've got Houston.
I got
You've
Kentucky.
You've got Kentucky,
and
Tennessee. Who you got?
Kentucky.
And who wins it all?
Do we even need to ask?
You know what? The only reason I picked Kentucky to win it all because nobody, even Kentucky fans, after the last few years, don't believe anything. So I'm going with Dickie V.
I hope you're right, Tony.
Dickie
I'll buy
V
you,
pick Kentucky.
I'll buy you a lunch if that happens because I'm going to be so rich.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you be rich?
I have four bets on Kentucky to win the championship.
You know
and
what
another
they are?
One. And I also got one on
And another
too.
One for them to get
Do you
to
know
the
what
final
they
four.
Are now? Did you hear me say yesterday? They're 25-1 now.
Worse? Got it higher
You got
than
it at 20. I got it at like 14. They're 25-1.
Well, when BYU wins it all, John, we're going out. We're taking you out.
We're going not just – we're going out of the state. That's where we're going.
By the way, we're going out on Thursday. John, fill you in, Tony?
Yeah, I can go for a little while. All right, sweet. Somewhere I have to be.
Yeah, Do we need? Can you get a reservation? You're there all the time.
We don't. He's need got a his own seat.
We need a good spot to see all the TV.
It's like Norm.
Who wants to host the show? What establishment wants to host the show on Thursday? We that's do the we, show from there.
That's what we should.
And
do.
Then we're already there to watch the game. I mean, what are we thinking?
That'd Scooter, be a good idea.
Get on that. All right, Tony. I want you to look at the bracket, not at your phone here. Give me a five or worse seed out of the East that you think can make some headway here.
Can make
five or worse.
You caught me off guard here.
Is it Drake? Is it BYU? Is it San Diego State? Yeah. You got San Diego State losing early. So
yeah, I got them losing. So it doesn't, you know, really matter. Let's go Washington State.
Look, he loves those Cougars.
Yes, I do.
How about the West? Five through five is St. Mary's, six Clemson, seven Dayton.
I told you, Mississippi
Nevada's
State.
10. Oh, Mississippi State, yeah. Eight seed. Well, I hate picking an eight or nine because then when they lose to the one by 15.
You feel like you look like an idiot.
All right, how about the South?
The South.
Whiskey, maybe? Florida?
Yep. No, I'm
A&M.
Let's go Wisconsin.
A&M's your got them in the final eight, I think.
You know I do. So let's go A&M.
And how about the Midwest?
Midwest. Got to look at them real quick here. Let's go.
McNeese is mine.
McNeese is yours?
I like McNeese, too.
I got McNeese winning two games.
Me, too.
Let's go.
I was trying to get somebody to the second weekend that you don't expect to get to the second.
Let's go Colorado State.
Colorado State. By the way, U of L baseball hosting Bellarmine 5 o'clock tonight. Is it too cold to go to the U of L Bellarmine baseball game? Scoots?
For me, yes. But if I know you, you'll be there.
I don't know, man. I want to go.
You got to wear your split jersey, your Louisville Bellarmine jersey.
I'm wearing both media credentials. I don't know if that's going to get me into Jim Patterson Stadium.
Show him who's really boss.
But that's a boss move, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's like bling, right? I mean, I might as well have a gold chain on. All right, I like Howard tonight, and I like Virginia, unlike Tony, on both of those. And I'm going to go both overs. I know it's crazy. I know Big Al the Fish is throwing something at his radio right now. You can't bet 120.5 over. Idiot, I'm going to. Thanks for listening. Back at it tomorrow. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big A.
That dude's having an apple.